Negotiations and this conversation to begin.
John Boehner talking about what transpired, or hinting at it anyway, after 90 minutes at the White House. The White House and the GOP don't reach a deal, but they agree to keep on talking. Wonk, wonk, wonk. And that's all that comes out of Washington. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, day 11 of the shutdown. And getting close to the debt ceiling and smashing through the debt ceiling, which means how much cash can we possibly burn through without pushing the limit up. They're going to push the limit up because the concern is then we would be and fall into a free fall of recession. But this shouldn't be a choice like this, because why are we always talking about the same thing this time of year for 10 years? The entire time I've done America Tonight, there has not been a budget passed. When I came on the airwaves, there was not a budget passed. And so the significance of that really hits home for me. I just know we're going to always be talking about it. They're going to hit the hard deadline, and they're not going to make the deadline. And it's insanity. A lot of people are looking at these polls to see, well, who's blaming who? Whose fault is it? Is it the president's fault? Is it the Democrats' fault? Is it the Republicans' fault? How about it's everybody's fault that was inept at their job? I propose, because they get such a great pension, let's tie the job performance to the pension. No tenure, no pension, right? How about this? Congress, past, present, and future, participating in Social Security. Somebody said that to me today. And here's a big one. Since we all go through this, Congress can purchase their own sort of retirement plan just as all the rest of us do. And I say the number one thing is results. Tie the pay to results. They can't vote themselves a pay raise any longer. Why? Why do they get a pay raise? Hey, I'm willing to pay whatever the going rate is for somebody who does their job well. But this is my money. This is your money. I am a taxpayer. You are a taxpayer, friends. I don't know about you. I'm just guessing that we're all struggling and would like to keep more money. But we pay our taxes. And then our taxes are funneled into areas like giving Congress more money. So if they can't pass laws, they can't have debates, they can't get things done, I think we need to cut some of that. They can see what it's like when you're struggling. So no broad budget talks until the government shutdown ends. That's basically what the consensus is. Jay Carney, the mouthpiece for the White House, talked about the debt limit.
We'll see what the House Republicans propose. We'll see what they're able to pass and consider it then. The president said the other day that on the hypothetical, he would be willing to do this because he thinks that we need to avoid default. It is certainly at least an encouraging sign that based on today's statement by the Speaker, they're not listening to the debt limit and default deniers. Who seem to suggest, against all the accumulated wisdom of financial experts, that somehow it would be okay for the United States to enter territory it had never entered before.
And that's the debt limit, and that's the argument over pulling and pushing that apart. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, believe it or not, we're going to lighten the load, just for a segment anyway, because we got to escape this. Captain Phillips, that's one of the big movies coming out this weekend. We'll talk about it. Tom Hanks stars in it. Plus DVD reviews. That's coming up. Reviewing what's happening in D.C., I would say I'd have to give a big F to the folks that are involved in this massive pileup. But at this point, there's so much blame game going on. How do you get out of this? You know, what is, instead of reacting, what's the action that needs to happen here? And the action is they got to take the reins of the fiscal debate, have it, get it out of the way, and have accountability tied to the offices, I think. And the budget has to be a priority. It can't be pushed off. Budgets are a difficult thing, I get it, but there's no pass here. Not for 10 years, no budgets. And then watching and watching. The debt clock is the saddest thing to see. How do we, over $16 trillion, how do you get to $16 trillion? I know I've told this story before. I'm just going to tell it one more time. I must be getting older. So the president, when he was a senator, and he wasn't a senator for very long, as you all recall, one of the things he did vote not to do was raise the debt ceiling. Back in 2006, because he said that people in Washington weren't accountable, and that had to happen. We had to start doing that. Now, since he's been president, they haven't raised, they have rather not had a budget, and they keep bumping their heads against the questions constantly. The same questions over and over and over again. I mean, it is, there's so many analogies you can make to this. And I really used to love that movie, Groundhog Day, and probably plenty of other people are making this, but it's true. When you see Bill Murray and he hits the clock off, and at first it's fine because he's reliving the day and starting to realize it and doing whatever he wants. Then he gets so weary of it, he's sick of it. He can't stand it anymore. That's what we go through. We're weary of this conversation. We're weary of the people who are supposed to be getting the job done. All right, here's one quick other story at the top I wanted to get to, and especially because I have family in this area, and it's widely being discussed there. But there is a claim that some terrorists are starting to practice dry runs on some U.S. airlines for an attack. And it was a report that actually came out of the big CBS station down in Tampa. They're the ones that reported it because they say they had gotten a memo from the union that represents the pilots for most of the major airlines warning that terrorist dry runs are already happening, and that the biggest example was a flight that was coming in to Orlando last month. The pilots said what happened there, a flight left Reagan National Airport in D.C., headed to Orlando. And then shortly after takeoff, they say there were a group of four Middle Eastern men that caused a big commotion. That one ran from his seat and coach toward the flight deck door. He made a hard left, went to the bathroom for however long of a time. The other three were moving around the cabin, changing seats, opening overhead bins, making a scene, looked like they were trying to distract the flight attendants. And the Transportation Security Administration, when they were confronted with it, confirmed that that had happened. And they were concerned about it, as was U.S. Air. Mm-mm-mm. Be careful out there. Don't ever let down your guard, right? Don't ever let it down. We're going to the movies next. Come with me on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at HempUSA.org.
Everyone, Jack Alexander here with this week's DVD and Blu-ray releases. This time there is no wedding, no bachelor party, so what could go wrong, right? But when the Wolfpack hits the road, all bets are off. The Hangover Part 3 stars Bradley Cooper. 1,000 years after cataclysmic events forced humanity's escape from planet Earth, Nova Prime has become mankind's new home. Legendary General Cypher Rage returns from an extended tour of duty to his estranged family, ready to be a father to his 13-year-old son, Katai. When an asteroid storm damages Cypher and Katai's craft, they crash land on a now unfamiliar and very dangerous planet Earth. After Earth stars real-life father and son duo Will and Jaden Smith. A modern retelling of Shakespeare's classic comedy about two pairs of lovers with different takes on romance and away with words, Much Ado About Nothing reteams Firefly writer and director Joss Whedon with actor Nathan Fillion. A pro ball player with a substance abuse problem is forced into rehab in his hometown, finding new hope when he gets honest about his checkered past and takes on coaching duties for a misfit little league team. Home Run stars Scott Elrod. After the passing of her mother, a woman in a wheelchair since birth is forced to deal with her sister, brother-in-law, niece and their nanny as they say goodbye to their mother. But when people start turning up dead, Nina discovers the culprit might be a strange doll that she received just a few days earlier. Brad Dorf stars in The Curse of Chucky. TV series out this week include Bones Season 8, Psych Season 7, the 6th season of Robot Chicken, and White Collar Season 4.
Ah,
This week's cult classic, Flash Gordon, was an attempt to pay homage to the old B-grade sci-fi matinees. And you would think that with a cast that included names like Max von Sydow, Topol, and Timothy Dalton, not to mention the musical score written and performed by the rock group Queen, that this film banked major coin at the box office. You'd be wrong. While the script captured the cheesiness of the 1930s movie matinees, the acting was poor, the special effects made those old black and white matinees look state-of-the-art. Mind you, Flash Gordon is a great movie for a family fun night, and it's my nomination for one of the best bad movies ever. I'll be back next week with more new releases on DVD and Blu-ray and a forgotten cult classic, right here on America Tonight with Kate Delaney.
As always, great job, Jack. Entertaining to listen to his DVD reviews. We move from renting to actually going out to the theater. Yep, got to pull on those jeans, throw on those shoes, and get out of the house. This would be worth it. I like Tom Hanks. He's a good actor. And the story is a true story, and I like biopics. It's called Captain Phillips. Take a listen.
Two skiffs approaching with armed intruders.
Potential piracy situation.
Copy, Alabama. You should alert your crew and get your fire hoses ready.
Is that it?
Chances are it's just fishermen.
They're not here to fish.
Shot fired! Take the hoses!
This is not a drill. This is a real world situation.
By armed pirates.
If they find you,
remember, you know the ship. They don't. Stick together. It will be all right.
Everything's gonna be okay.
Look at me.
Sure.
Look at me.
Sure.
I'm the captain now.
Captain Phillips, can you hear me? Captain Phillips, can you hear me?
So there you have it. It's the true story. Remember the Alabama, the commanding officer, what happened there with the Somalia pirates, and I'll tell you what, Tom Cruise is in it, Catherine Keener, and a few others that you would recognize. I would say thumbs up. If I go to the movies this weekend, that's the movie that I would go and see. Some people don't like biopics, and if you don't like biopics, then you just like to see them on DVD if you even watch them. Then you definitely don't want to go see that one. All right, this is Violent as All Get Out, and for some reason it's like a bound-to-be future cult classic, but a lot of people will go and see it. You got Michelle Rodriguez in it, Amber Heard, Sophia Viraga, or whatever you say her name. You can tell I don't watch that show. Modern Family. And Danny Trejo is also in it. It's called Machete Kills.
This is the president.
Mr. President, we have a situation.
He was trained to kill.
CIA, FBI, DEA all roll up in the war.
been left for dead.
I know what they did to your family.
And now he's back.
Machete.
For his most dangerous mission yet.
We need you, Machete. There's a revolutionary south of the border. He's got a missile aimed at Washington.
Noah had his arc. I got mine.
Machete, go kick some ass.
I'll be your handler. You ready for this? Good for calls, texts, tweets.
Watch it, don't tweet.
The enemy may have a missile, but we have Machete.
Machete kills. That's what he does.
You can't beat my army of super soldiers.
Bring me my double D. Fuck her up, lover boy!
You've seen my face.
Muy bien, indeed. I smell fish taco. Let's do this.
You can't beat me. Because I know your every move.
Nobody knows Machete. Machete kills.
Damn, you're good.
Danny Trejo is pretty funny actor, so there would be funny moments in it, but man, it would have to be full-on violence. You heard Charlie Sheen's voice in that too as well. And since we played a bunch of it for you, I think you pretty much don't even need to go to the movie anymore. Woo! So I'd save my money on that one. Finally, this one, all the boys love Mandy Lane.
Viva, viva, thriller, what? Let's go have some fun!
There she is, boys. Mandy Lane. Untouched. Pure. Since the dawn of junior year, men have tried to possess her, and to date, all have failed.
Chloe, is she in?
I'm working on it. You're coming this weekend, right?
Right. She's coming to my ranch, dude.
Welcome to paradise, Mandy.
You seem different.
It's because I am. Wait. Did you guys hear that? Somebody's down here.
There's nobody out there. Nobody around the miles.
Oh my God.
Mandy, I think we need to get out of here.
Of heart and body extract, and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with heart and body extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and body extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of heart and body extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of heart and body extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order heart and body extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and body extract for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well.
just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
About the numbers, we created a segment that we've done for a while now that I really like called We Can Count. Roll it out, maestro. Woo! Here it comes. Astronaut in orbit. He just died at the age of 88. And as I said, he was the second guy to orbit the Earth from the United States. And, boy, along with John Glenn, who flew 3 months before him, he was one of the last two surviving original Mercury 7 astronauts for the fledgling U.S. space program. He died of complications from a stroke in September. He was in a hospice in Denver. His family said he died peacefully. I mean, this was a guy who was an astronaut when astronauts were celebrities, when they were bigger than the Kardashians and reality shows. They were rock stars. They were folk heroes. They were, you know, on the tube, on Life magazine, all that kind of stuff. And especially Carpenter, he's kind of a shy guy, but he mugged for the cameras when he had to, and he overshot his landing by 288 miles. So there was kind of a little bit of a scare. They thought he might not make it back alive the first time he went out in 1962. People were glued to their two TVs, you know, hoping that he would obviously come back from that. And he did. And he actually was one of the astronauts that knew how to describe what he saw. And, you know, he talked about looking at a totally black sky and what he saw in reading the 90,000 feet and realizing he was going straight up and saying to himself, what was I doing? Somebody told me that he did a great lecture once with John Glenn at the Smithsonian, and they just talked for hours on end afterwards. People were just, you know, wanting to ask them so many questions because of the fact that they were such a curiosity and they were the originals. I mean, they were the true astronauts and had the tales to tell about what it was like in the beginning going up into uncharted waters, so to speak, because it definitely was that without a doubt. We move from Scott Carpenter and NASA back in the day to this craziness of the San Francisco hospital. Family and friends of the patient who disappeared, her name was Lynn Spaulding, from her room to be found dead in a hospital stairwell about 2 weeks ago, demanded answers, and they're not getting very many from the medical officials who say they were too horrified at what happened to Spaulding. They said they wanted to know what her condition was. They wanted to know what she was being treated for, and they wanted to know the medication she was on, what kind of state of mind, how did this happen, that kind of thing. They confirmed that, you know, she's 57 years old, that it was her body because she was missing, and how did this happen? And she was gone for 17 days before they found her in a fourth floor stairwell during a routine check. This is San Francisco General Hospital. And it was in the unit where she was being treated. She was just a few feet from there. And it was a surgical unit. And it was a unit where for patients who required less attention. So that what happened there is very strange. She went into the hospital with some kind of a bladder infection that they said was mild. She lost weight and was kind of disoriented and that kind of thing. But it was a bladder urinary tract infection, and then she turns up dead. Wow. I mean, there are no words for that. There really aren't. That's one of the more shocking stories that's been talked about in the last couple of days. Can you imagine, you know, you go into the hospital for something like that, and you're struggling with the bladder thing, and you're having this extreme weight loss, and then who knows, maybe she got up and ended up in the stairwell, and they didn't find her till all that time later. I think that hospital's going to have a lot of, one, they're going to have lawsuits, but they're going to have a lot of problems with people not wanting to go in there, I believe. I think so. All right, this story is wild. It's just wild. Two rabbis and eight others have been now thrown in jail in New Jersey and New York in what they're calling a divorce sting. The judge in Jersey ordered the two holy men and the eight associates of those guys to be held in federal custody after they were accused of a plot to kidnap and torture a man to force him to grant a religious divorce. So rabbis Mendel Epstein and Martin Wolmark and four alleged enforcers and four other associates all appeared in court in Trenton on Thursday. The Epstein and Wolmark charged the Jewish women and their families thousands of dollars to obtain religious divorces known as gets, that's what it's called, from husbands who didn't want to give them that. So they say the price was more than $50,000. And they talked about tough guys who used electric cattle prods and even put plastic bags over the heads of the husbands. What? And this has been going on for some time. They were responsible. They say the federal prosecutor says the organization involved in the plot was responsible for up to 20 kidnappings over the years, and that the money, not religion, was the true motive. And that's just crazy. And this happened in Ocean, Middlesex counties in New Jersey and Rockland County in New York. So there may be some disappointed people that couldn't call their own little personal mob when they wanted to get out of a marriage and have it still be okay from the religious point of view. Wow, wow, and wow. There are some teams that have moved on in the world of baseball playoffs, and the Tigers are that team. I know there are a lot of people listening to us in the great state of Michigan, all over the place. And in fact, we get a lot of email from people in the Michigan area, but the Tigers shut down the A's 3-0. I was watching this game, and Justin Verlander was incredible. He threw 111 pitches in the performance, and he was a big part of the reason why the Tigers won this and are celebrating and now move on for a chance to get into the World Series. They become the first team to reach the ALCS in 3 straight years. They become the first one to do it. How about that? It was the Yankees before, 98-2001. So now they have Boston, and that series, the American League Championship Series, starts on Saturday. That'll be interesting to watch. And how about those New York Giants? Talk about numbers. The Giants struggling yet again. If you were thinking that this would be the game the Giants might have a chance to win, they certainly did have a chance to win. But in the end, Chicago held on 27-21 in Thursday night football action, which means the Giants are 0-5. The Bears picked off Eli Manning 0-6. The Bears picked off Eli Manning 3 times. 3 times. That is unheard of. It's unheard of. Giants fans, we're talking about the Giants having a chance to go to the Super Bowl in New York, and I think they might hold off on that, even if they're in the crappy NFC East. They almost beat them, but they couldn't pull it out, and Eli had problems again with interceptions, so that does not bode well for Eli Manning. You know, as I said, this segment is about the numbers. We can count is what it's called. And there are so many numbers that we could pop off, and sometimes serious. And you heard the mixture that we had there, throwing a little sports because we're in the playoffs. And unfortunately, I don't have great numbers that I would love to talk about with what's being opened and what's being negotiated on in Washington, D.C. But for the family called the Dugars, you know who the Michelle Dugar is? Remember they had the TV show, the reality show? They are trying for their 20th child, 19 kids, Michelle and Bob Dugar, who say they are blessed, or Dugar is how you say it, Dugar. They say they are blessed with another pregnancy, and so they're going for baby number 20. They do a reality television show on TLC. Wow. That's crazy, huh? Jim Dugar and Michelle. Wow. I have no words for that. Stay with us. Mailbag next.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register required states.
Once again, I know I say this all the time, but an avalanche of email into the mailbox segment, a lot of it having to do with the government shutdown and the various effects that the government shutdown has had on your lives. I've been calling for this, and it's interesting because I had a cup of coffee with a friend of mine the other day whose brother-in-law and sister are waiting on orders from the Navy to move to Japan. He's been in the nuclear program for 2 years, and he's got his military passport, that's what they call it, and they would move on, and then the family would get shipped over there and all that sort of stuff. But now they're plans are on hold because none of that paperwork is being processed. And check this out, and I bet this is happening to other people in the military and probably other job situations in the government. What's happening with him is they filled out the paperwork they had to fill out, but the government is switching over, of course, because we're going into another year, another budget year. So that means all that paperwork has to be filled out once again. There's all these things you just don't think about when the government shuts down. But plenty of you have sent me similar stories. Here's one from Joe listening to me in the great state of Illinois. He says, "Hi, Ms. Delaney. I really enjoy the show. I don't often get to listen to it, but I sure love it when I can. I've been doing the on-demand thing, and I would tell your listeners who can't always listen that that's a great way to be able to hear you. And when I'm out doing the yard or doing other work, I listen to some previous shows. So bravo. It's cool that you have that. I have been furloughed as I work for the Department of Defense, but I was actually called back in this week. So it was kind of a weird deal. All of a sudden over the weekend, we were notified that we had to come back in, and it seemed as though it was going to be a much longer furlough. I have to tell you that I was happy to be called back in, but some of my colleagues actually weren't. So the decision of who's essential and non-essential is mind-boggling, I have to tell you. I know on the show you say that there are layers and sometimes duplicates and triplicates of jobs, and I think that this might play a part in some of this essential and non-essential employee nonsense that's actually happening. Anyway, keep up the good work. I'll keep listening, even if it is on demand at times. All right, thanks. Good plug there for doing that. I don't often say that enough, that if you can't hear the show, that you've had a change in your work or you're not staying up later or whatever it might be, because, of course, we air different times. Well, download it. Do the on-demand thing. You can do that. Just go to the GCN live.com website, and you can download the show there. All right, here's another one. This one from Mark, and Mark says, hey, Kate Delaney, I don't know if you know this or not. I know that you've talked about in the past people who have gotten stuck on rides in amusement parks. I thought I would take a break from complaining about the government to push this your way, and he sent me a link of what happened of a couple of people that were trapped on a roller coaster ride, and it was crazy, the photograph that I saw, so I wanted to make sure you saw that so you could share it with your listeners. I can't imagine being hung up on a coaster, especially if you're upside down. Boy, that would be frightening, wouldn't it? So he sent a picture, and the people were trapped on this roller coaster for 2 hours. I think I did mention it. It was at Universal in Orlando, which is a huge park. And the ride was called the Hollywood Rip Ride Rocket. It got stuck. So it came to a stop about 150 feet. Picture in your mind, you're on a roller coaster, reluctantly, or you wanted to go, and you're 150 feet above the ground. And what happens, the ride at its highest point is 17 stories above the theme park, and that's where it was, and it didn't move. So the cars toward the front were closer to being level. There was like kind of a view over the hill, and but there was no way to move. They were looking straight down. So literally, some of the riders were looking straight down for 2.5 hours or so by the time this was happening. Can you imagine your neck and your back? Plus how frightened you would be. I mean, no matter what, you would be. This is the ride. I know this ride. I haven't been on it, but I've been by it. It goes about 65 miles an hour. And they call this thing, and I looked this up, it's called a record-breaking loop. So there's all these twists and turns and all that kind of stuff. And, man, what a crazy thing that would be. He's right, to be stuck on a roller coaster. And he's right, I have mentioned that before, because I think it's so freaky. Now when I, like, go with my nephew, and he wants to go on the runaway train, and I remember somebody fell off the runaway train. I know it's irrational, but I think, oh, do I really want to be on this train? Am I in the mood? What if I get stuck? What if I'm one of those unlucky people that I get stuck on this ride? And I can't imagine what that's like. All right, here's one from the Duke, who says, Kate, buried in snow in South Dakota. I've heard you talk about the weather, and you say the games that Mother Nature plays, but it's what we all have to deal with. I have never seen anything like this in my life. We have brutal storms, no doubt. As soon as you say South Dakota to anybody and you say wintertime or getting close to winter, we all know that it's a possibility, but it is crazy what happened here and what happened to the cows. We have nothing but carcasses all over the place. I want to try to send you a picture, and I think you would be stunned. Yeah, the state veterinarian says that, I was just reading this today, that about 20,000 cattle actually died. It was a blizzard. It was a weird cold snap that caught these ranchers completely off guard. They weren't expecting that. So the state's governor is asking, Governor Dennis Dugard, his name is, he's asking for donations because the government shut down. So here I go back to what I said at the top. Here's another example of what a government shutdown can do in a weird situation. There's no farm bill in place. So you have these cattle that are dead all over. The storm is leaving so many of these ranchers in peril because that's their livelihood, of course. And there isn't a farm bill. So there's no money to help the ranchers. So the governor is asking for donations. What can he do? And you see the flyover pictures of this thing? Man, it looks like a scene from a movie. It looks like the zombie movie, the one that, whatever it's called, World War Z or something. That movie could have had a scene like this in it. It was so freaky to see that. And they say that they've got, you know, they've got cattle blocking roads because they just fell over in their tracks. with the blizzard, it was so bad. The storm came in and it knocked them out. They had no way to protect them. Then you've got other livestock that are wandering all over the place, just aimlessly. They've been misplaced all over the storm. So think about cattle. The storm blew them 10 miles or so from where they normally were pastured. Wow. So, you know, even if people were prepared and it was tough to be prepared because it was a shock, they couldn't be that prepared because they've never seen anything like this kind of a blizzard at this time. So even people that thought they were prepared lost, they say, at least 50% of their herd. That is grim, man. That is grim. What's one solution, I suppose, is they say they can dig large pits and they can bury them by the hundreds, or they can burn them, or they can pay a factory to come and get them. That's what could happen. But the sight of all the cattle, it's especially an aerial view, is the craziest thing to see. Because it's, it's just cattle. It looks like a movie. That's my best description I can give you. This is radio, so think cows, cattle, just boom. I mean, just cattle just down on the ground, spread out all over the place. It's shocking, needless to say. Let's take another one. This one from Maggie, who says, Kate, I know that you talk about this whenever, because you've made jokes about it, you talk about it. Can you imagine if you won the lottery? And we've heard the stories of people who have won. Some of them come forward and others don't come forward. There's a story about a Powerball ticket that they say is going to just remain kind of in a holding pattern. And the reason why is because Indiana has 180-day window for lottery winners to come forward with their ticket. And it closed on Monday. But somebody purchased a $1 million ticket. The numbers came up in the April 10th drawing, and they know where it is. You know how they always know where the numbers are drawn. But nobody came forward. They failed to claim it. Would that be the worst feeling in the world if you found out that you had a ticket that was thrown somewhere in a car and just randomly bought it and it was worth that much money? I think that it would be better just not to know that. Yeah, that's a convoluted story. It's a crazy story. But exactly like she said, somebody had the $1 million ticket because they know where the numbers come up. And it came up at Circle K, like she mentioned, in Indiana, in a town called Jeffersonville. But nobody came forward to claim the prize. Now, this has happened before. I was just reading this, that somebody missed out on a $50 million Powerball jackpot back in 2002. You know, you especially maybe you don't play a lot. That would be me. I'm not a lottery player, but hey, if the lottery was up and I got a couple of dollars worth of tickets, who knows? I'd throw it in a purse, or you throw it on a table somewhere and just not thinking about checking those tickets. So being absent-minded and playing the lottery occasionally probably could be a deadly thing. Because finding out you had it, oh, it would be awful. And maybe there's somebody who now, because there's so much publicity, they're checking the numbers and they realize they have them. Yikes. Don't forget, you can always send me your thoughts, just like those people did, to americatonight.net.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.